The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here Thursday, April the 5th, 2018. It's 5.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, and the news is always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Great service, expanded humidor, walk-in humidor. It's a great place to go. Helps our community in like about 1,000 different ways. That's Tobacco and Brew. Good morning. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
How are you today?
I am well, thank you.
Amidst the chaos that we're doing. And good morning. It's Thursday, so it's got to be Trish.
Thursday. Love Thursday mornings, even when I oversleep.
I love Thursday mornings. I was wondering why you were wearing the bathrobe and the curlers.
Well, you know, I mean, I just turned the alarm off and just then didn't get up when I should have gotten up. But
see, if I don't use alarms, I just wake up. But if I'm kind of like enjoying that last, that extra five, there's a foot in the back there, or a knee.
Well, unfortunately,
I have none of that going on.
So.
That's my snooze alarm. That was my snooze alarm, is somebody going, you're not, you know, you're laying in bed still. I went, okay.
It's 55 degrees as we speak in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 63 and a low of 55 with a chance of rain overnight. On Friday, it should be raining all day long. It says heavy rain. It's not raining. It was supposed to start last night. It didn't.
What's going on there?
Well, I don't know what's going on, but it's
going on there.
Actually,
the weather person.
The forecast that I gave yesterday indicated after 11 a.m. today. So there was rain last night, depending on where you were. There were some showers over on my side of town. So
it was
not entirely inaccurate.
You're not that far away from where I'm at.
Yes. She doesn't work for the National Weather Service,
that's right,
by the way. She works for the Forest Service.
Right, but she is a pro.
Yeah.
So
she's the ones that telling the fire guys, hey, look, here's what's coming.
Concern is that this is we were talking about this, pretty warm front, so we'll probably lose some of that snowpack that we gained over the last several weeks.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because it doesn't look like it's going to cool off much. Even with this storm on Saturday, we're looking for a high of 66, a low of 46, and a chance of showers. Sunday, slight chance of showers, a high of 71 and a low of 45. So it's going to get some rain for the next couple of days, but it looks like the weekend might be kind of nice. Weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Good morning, everybody. Yesterday, we had two young men on.
Listened to that.
Zach Jackson and what's the other man's young guy's name? McConnell. Matthew McConnell. Fine young men, and they simplistic approach, but then kids of that age have simplistic approaches, somewhat like President Trump has on the border.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the comments that came in, nobody, you know, they're talking about how, you know, other people in here that have lived through life a little more, talking mm-hmm. about how, you know, how are you going to do this? You know, they said over on Ricardo Street, the cops found a huge stash of guns because guns are taken in trade for drugs. How do you control that black market?
Is one
of the questions.
The young men, I certainly encourage, you know, them to get involved. I think if I had only one statement about their presentation, I would encourage them to seek further on the facts of their information.
Yeah, they're facts.
They've got the list.
Yeah.
That's been put out by people who don't always they misread and they give fake news. It's not accurate. Boy, the one statement they said about how many deaths had occurred from the assault. Oh, wrong.
I didn't have the fact in front of me, but it was wrong.
Yeah, and they did that, and that's unfortunate because they're going along and they're making quote unquote demands based on misinformation, and with all that great energy, it would be much better to see it factually based and headed in a direction can actually work.
Here's one thing that I thoroughly agree with these young men. You know, since the day they started school, the days of the shootings in the school, they've been like we were raised, kind of ages us, we were raised in a nuclear. Remember in the nuclear time when we could have had bombs dropped on us or rockets shot at us and all that. And then that eased off. But these young people, and by the way, you know, when the wall fell, you know, Gorbachev teared down your wall, and it happened. These kids weren't even born yet.
Yeah.
So now, but they have been, their whole lives have been ones in school where there have been school shootings,
mm-hmm.
where people have walked in, and you know, are students inside the school. In Columbine, the first one, they used, I think, shotguns and pistols. No, they did not use the... They did not use semi-automatic rifles.
There have been very few that they've used them.
The thing about it is, and I'm, you know, we'll have them back on again and say, you know, here's what, here's your homework is. You might want to find out how many crimes have really been committed with long guns in these types of shootings, as opposed to people walking in with handguns, like happened at YouTube just this week.
And how many?
The Texas Tower was with a bolt action.
Yeah,
and most of the time
that was one of the first. You know, lone gunmen killing people, and what happened? They had civilians that had hunting rifles in their cars were shooting back at him. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Well, but most of the time, as you indicate, though, the guns have been not gained legally. Most of them have been black market. Occasionally, like the last one, he went through the process, and that just shows we've got the laws. We ignore them. We don't need new laws. We need to enforce the ones we've got because he should never have made it through a background check.
Oh, that guy in Cruz, in Florida.
The last one in Cruz. I refuse to say their names for record.
Unfortunately, he wasn't the last one. There's one since there.
Those are only occasionally. Most of the guns that they've been used in these things were not gained legally and through the proper channels.
Well, the guy at Sandy Hook could not get the guns, so he killed his mom to get them. Mm-hmm. I mean, so that's kind of like illegally. The ones down in Santa Barbara, the ones in Santa Barbara, they bought legally and then had them illegally modified. The guy in Las Vegas bought his legally. The guy down in Florida bought his legally.
If our background checks are accurate and people are reporting things, then that wouldn't happen, right?
I think that there's really no way. If the guy down there had shown no, they still don't know. They still to this day have really no idea why he did this. Why he went up there with all the guns, all the ammunition, and opened fire. There's nothing that they've published that says they've gone out and you haven't heard anything because the guy's dead. They got his wife. They've gotten her statements, and they still don't know why he did it, but he bought those guns legally. And so there's nothing, you know, we want to keep the guns out of hands of people who will do this. Well, there's only one way to do that, and that's to confiscate all guns and make sure nobody has a gun.
But that
that's
isn't
the only way.
No, and that isn't, because that's an impossibility.
That's right.
Because there's no way in this world, and the reality is the acts that they're committing with these guns or knives or whatever they're using are already illegal. It's illegal to murder someone.
Well, it is.
It's illegal to shoot at people. So the very people who are going to commit those kinds of heinous acts are not going to be controlled by a law. The only thing you're doing with your gun laws is impacting law-abiding citizens
making criminals out of us.
Because as we've talked before with the new, you can be wanted at any given moment in this community. Without thinking about it, we end up in positions where occasionally we have to go back to our car and put a gun in there that we are no longer allowed to do under California state law. without it being in a locked, attached box. Well, I don't always have a locked, attached box in my car, you know? So there's all kinds of these laws they're passing that are making criminals out of us.
Well, let's go to the phones. Henry. Good morning, Henry. How are you?
Good morning, Henry.
I listened to that interview you had yesterday and this morning, too. You know, the thing that bothers me most about it, frankly, is that these kids are voluntarily trying to give up their freedom. Nobody talks about freedom.
Yeah,
but you can't believe how much freedom I've lost since I was born.
Oh, I Henry,
oh,
good
you
point.
Know what? That is
good,
a good point. You know,
and how much you've lost.
You know what?
If the government takes it away from you, that's their fault. But if you give it up, that's your fault. You don't want to give up anything like that.
You're absolutely
and
right.
I hope these kids, along with a lot of other people, the I guess you'd call them do-gooder class, and it's not only guns, it's everything.
Well, you're absolutely right.
It's a lot of things, and you're absolutely you are right.
I think that people should start thinking about that, because one of these days, we're going to be under a rule like Hitler had in Nazi Germany.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing is, you're right. You know, it's not guns. It's never been guns. It's been power. So it's one of those things where we need to, as individuals and as a united front, we can't keep giving up things, which
we're
doing.
Well, the thing is, you got to remember that you're just a kid. I was born a long time before you were.
Well,
thanks
for that.
A little bit younger than Christ, I think.
Older than dirt.
The fact remains that I've lost a lot more freedom than you have, and I've seen it's coming.
Yeah.
Yep. And I tell you what, too, is I had a friend that we were talking about, and I said, there's a, and I said that some people would say we were oppressed. He goes, oh, no, I wouldn't. I said, if your grandfather was alive, my friend, would he say that there's oppression in the United States? And you know what he said? He didn't even hesitate. He goes, yeah, he would. Because
yeah,
things
right.
have changed. Things have changed a lot. So, okay, Henry, thanks.
Something these people should think about, and especially, it isn't only guns, it's everything.
Yes.
Yeah, it is everything.
No, your
freedom of speech, your freedom, you know, how about freedom of privacy? How about your privacy? You know, people got into Facebook and all these other things because it was easy to get, you know, so you could reach other people and your phones and all that. And now you find out that there's one, they're selling all your information to somebody else. Two, there's 33 things that they can do, you know, that take, you know, they including taking over
Have you noticed that I've
you know what? I don't. Maybe I'm paranoid here. Am I a little paranoid by putting this piece of paper over the camera on my computer? I mean, what's it going to see except me going?
Your microphone
Carl,
still works.
Carl, have you seen that thing that Google has put out where it tells you all the information
I sent that out.
That makes me crazy. I've gotten it three or four times, and I actually think about it. Even when your phone is in airplane mode,
mm-hmm.
they track every place you've been, how long you've been there, in and out. That makes you really think about freedom.
Carl,
oh, my gosh.
Have you thought about political correctness, how much freedom we've lost in that?
Yeah. Oh, that's it. Yeah. I refuse to go there, though.
We got to take a break here. Thanks a lot, Henry.
You bet. Bye.
All right. We do have to take a break, kind of get back online here.
Oh, yeah.
We may actually have... I'm not sure if the 7:30 guest is still on or not. So that's but 8 o'clock. I've got two for 8. This portion of the show is brought to us by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is expanding, and they've got the newest branch down at 1845 California Street. Expanded hours. They want to help. They want to help the local population. They want to say, "Hey, Reading, we're here for you." So go on down and experience how they are moving local dreams forward. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back.
Resort and Casino Sunday, April 22nd, for our annual show.
show and shine. No need to sign up. This free event is from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. Space is limited, so get here early. Show your classic car and enjoy a hot dog meal. $5 free slot play and a t-shirt. Additional hot dog meals available for $5. Favorite car wins $50 free slot play and a hotel stay. A live DJ will be mixing up your favorite oldies. Bring the whole family. Download the Wind River app. Classic cars are better. Classic cars rock at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends, and a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
And now, back to our show.
Dress that color, no, it's a special occasion. Not invited, but I'm glad I made it. Oh, let me apologize.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, the 5th of April, 2018. 55 degrees going up to 63 today. We're going to have rain today. It's rained in various parts of Reading last night, early morning, but we're going to have rain today tomorrow.
And, I hope so. Can I turn my
sprinklers off? If Sue's out there, have Sue come in here just for a second before we get in. Hey, Sue, I'm not sure, but I heard on Newsday, which, by the way, Sue McClain News Hour is just outstanding.
Thanks.
I was getting ready to go into a rant. We got Nick on the line, and Nick, hang on just for a second. There was this wreck on 273 where a guy in a stolen car hits a woman in her car, and she's killed.
Yes.
Did they catch this guy?
They did.
Okay. See, I was trying to. I thought you said that, but I didn't find it in the.
Yeah, Reading.com had not updated. Okay. Yet.
They did. It was a 24-year-old man. He apparently was involved in a burglary, allegedly, then fled the scene, ran a red light, crashed into an innocent driver, killed her.
Killed her.
And
now, how much do we want to bet that this guy is known to law enforcement?
Oh, absolutely.
And they said, didn't you say he had, like, felonies and stuff?
Yes, there was a list.
Okay, a list of felonies. Okay, Sue, thanks. I'm glad you got that because that, frankly, increased my blood pressure on the way in this morning. And I know it's another thing, Trish and Sue and Bob, where I see where this guy this hit Facebook yesterday. I don't know if you saw it, but this woman with her kid coming back from ballerina or dance downtown. This guy runs up behind her, grabs her, steals her purse, and she says, no, I'm not going to. And she starts yelling and chasing this guy, and two other women run in there, too. The three of them jump on this guy, or catch him. They catch him, and they get the purse back, and he runs away. And then she and other passerbys giving each other high fives, and they find the – and this is down by Cascade Theater, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, because the lady down at the Ing – down there at the National Broadcast, whatever that is, down there right next to the Cascade, saw people running by. So she gets that stuff back. And then this is the guy that runs into the parking structure and tries to carjack the 83-year-old guy's car.
Same guy.
And then the police, and not the police, a passerby knocks him down. This is not this guy's day. He jumps up. He tries to steal another car. The driver just drives away. And now the police are chasing him, and they catch him. 23 years old.
And he's back on the street.
May I point out?
No, because I tell you what. I checked it last night. I checked his name. Name is Stout. I checked, and his name was in. He was, at least last night, his name was under the people in jail.
May I point out, please? Wow. None of this stuff happened with a gun. The gun is not the problem, kids.
There you go. No gun involved.
But there's no gun involved. Okay, so, but this one that really is, and I'll get to Nick here in just a second, but the one that really gets me is this thing with this burglar.
Yes.
Steals a car, kills an innocent person, and then the cops finally, they have caught him, and he's well-known.
Well-known. Probably got, yeah.
You know, should probably be in jail.
Should have been in jail. Was arrested previously.
Of course.
And was, of course, catch and release.
Yeah. You know what?
It's got to change.
It's got to change.
And there's a woman who won't go home to her family.
Thank you.
Now this woman won't go home to her family.
No. She won't do anything.
Yeah.
Everything she had, everything she was going to have, it's gone. Dead. Finished. By a crook. By a thug. By a, you know what? At some point, you know what? If the 83-year-old man had been carrying a gun, this guy, maybe this would have been over for this. You know, we wouldn't have to worry about Mr. Stout getting out, and because he will. He will. He hasn't hurt anybody. So he'll get out. And but this guy,
if any of those people have been packing.
Oh, and everybody goes, are you advocating that we shoot these people if you're attacked?
Yes.
Oh, yes, I am.
Fear for your
life.
There
isn't a person in this room right now that's heads aren't going up and down. If you're attacked and you've got a gun, guess what? Okay, let's go to the phones. Nick.
Hey, good morning. And this plays right into that. Trish, I doubt if you're aware of the fact that Reading over the next 30 years is going to pay $597 million for unfunded pension liabilities.
And, I am aware of that.
That's taking away our – that is a fact. That's taking away our public safety money. I came up with a plan to alleviate that, and I laid it out really well on Sovereign Minds on Sunday the 25th. If you and the listeners would go to – KCRN 1460 Free Fire Radio and go to Archives, Podcasts and Archives, and scroll down to Sovereign Minds on Sunday, March 25th. I'm on at 11 a.m., and it plays it out really well. And I'd really like you to go to that, and maybe I could call and talk to you about it next Thursday. And, Carl, if you wanted to have Terry Raposa and I on opposite Barry Tippin, we'd be game. Thursday or Friday is good for us. If you want to line that up, we're happy to go.
Okay, Nick. I appreciate that.
What was the date again? March 23rd?
5th.
March 25th.
Okay.
Yeah. Sunday.
I have Gary Cadd coming on next week.
I lay it out really well, and I have more to add to it than what I had on there.
Well, I have Gary Cadd coming on. Maybe we can have all three.
I'm not interested in getting on there with Gary Cadd. We have different ideas about different things.
And oh.
He's got his ideas and I've got mine, and you know maybe they can mesh.
Maybe,
but, you know, we're just on. We just have different opinions about a couple of things.
I could also get Ken Warrenius, the Worm Man, on, and I'm not sure what he would talk about except gardening. But okay, I'll do that. Okay, Nick, thanks a lot, buddy.
Thanks.
Have a great day.
You too. All right. Now I don't know who KCRN is. I think you meant KCNR. But then again,
KNCR.
We've been everything. Here. We're what you we, you know what who we are? We are what you want us to be for your life. Okay? I'm just this thing with the guy in the killing that woman has just infuriated me. What about the days where why don't we storm the jail?
Why don't we have a march?
Why don't we storm the jail? Why don't we all leave school and march against criminals being let out and not being in jail and killing people? He didn't pick up a gun. He didn't have to. He's driving a car. Let's find out if he's under, what kind of drugs he's under.
Well, it all goes back to the fact that this society, over the last 60 years, we've lost our moral compass. We have, for 200 years, our Constitution works because right-minded people do the right thing because it's the right thing. People who have a conscience, people who have an understanding of a bigger thing in their life. We've gone to where there is no responsibility. There are no consequences. You're not responsible for anything you do. Somebody else's fault. They make excuses for everything that happens. We try to protect our children from every consequence. It's not fair, so we got to make it fair. Everybody gets a trophy. There's no winners. There's no losers. All of that stuff, and all of a sudden, we've got a society who feels they can do anything they want to without consequences.
Well, you know,
on top of that, we threw God out of our society. It's not working, ladies and gentlemen. We got to go back to morals.
Well, what we need to go back to is public whippings.
Yeah.
No, let's just take it all the way back.
Get the pillory.
Stocks where kids can come up and throw cabbage parts at people stuck in the stocks. I like that. Or how about this public floggings? Oh, you can't do that. Why? This person that did these things to this woman and to that old man or to that elderly gentleman and the other people, you take him out and you put him in. We've got to find a place big enough, maybe the amphitheater down by Turtle Bay, and put him in that and get everybody around and then flog him. Give him 20 lashes. There's your punishment, buddy, 20 lashes.
We've spent
the British Navy had it right.
And then people going and booing him, shame. How about this? We walk him out of town like this. Shame. 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 Like
get the rail, like get the tar, get the feathers.
Like they did in Game of Thrones. You know what I was talking about. Yes. If you watch Game of Thrones, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And do we just strip all his clothes off when we do it? Yes. And then we drive him out of town, the whole town throwing things at him. You know what? You only have to do that once or twice. And guess what? A lot of those problems will go away. Okay, let's take a break. I feel much better now. I'm going to give away two tickets to the Celtic Showcase. This is a Jefferson Pipe Band out at the Reading School of the Arts, and these are $20 tickets. And you're going to see the Jefferson Pipers. You're going to see other pipe masters, the bagpipes, dancing, singing, the whole thing. And it's going to be on April the 14th. Which is a week from Saturday. It's going to start at 6:30 p.m. Gates open at 6, and it's children under 8 free. But these are two tickets worth $40 to the Celtic Showcase. First person gives me a call 605-4567. I think you really would enjoy this. If you haven't been out to the School of the Arts, it is also a great place just to go out and take a look at. It is a fantastic incubator, I believe, of talent that's going to go on. From all through, not just Reading, but throughout probably the world. A Celtic Showcase, April 14th, two tickets, 605-4567. We'll be right back.
Nibbling on sponge cake, watching the sun bake. All of those tourists covered with oil.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Redding. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 8th, buy one wiper blade, get the second one free for as little as $11.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop off your car or wait. Just pull in. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform a comprehensive 30-point certified service. Now through January 8th, buy one wiper blade, get the second one free for as little as $11.99 at Premier Oil Change. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Home of the friendly oil change.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
I got my first real six string. Bought it at the Five and Dime. Played it till my fingers bled. Was it summer of 69?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Thursday, the 5th of April. 55 degrees, going up to 63 today with lots of rain, or so we're told, according to the weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Alliance Heating and Air, been in the business for over 25 years right here in the North State. Voted best in the North State. It's a better-known business. They guarantee their work. They can even give you warranties. Why wouldn't you go to Alliance Heating and Air? We do. Give them a call. 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. That's Alliance Heating and Air. I want to remind everybody that the Redding Community Guild, formerly known as the Redding Grange, formerly known as the Redding Grange, known as Prince, out there on Cedars Road is having a spaghetti feed fundraiser to benefit their scholarship fund. They give two $1,000 scholarships to local kids around here. It's going to be Sunday, April 8th, 4 to 7 p.m. Eat in or take out, $12 per adult. Spaghetti with meatballs, of course. You know what? This is the Sons of Italy that are putting this thing on. Great raffle prizes. Give John a call at 365-5978 or just show up there. Okay. Let's go to the phones. Bob, good morning. You have something you'd like to share with the world.
Yes, Carl. You know, you were on a roll there about people ought to get flogged and things like that. You know what? I think we ought to go back to the Western days here in California and put up a gallows in downtown Redding. People that rape, kill, and do things like that, I think we ought to have a judge right there and a jury there and just put a noose around their neck and let them hang until they're dead. And people that steal and rape, I think what they used to do is cut their hands off, cut a hand off at a time. This stuff would stop.
You know what? It'd only take a couple times. But let me tell you this. I've been in Arab countries where I've seen people get their hands chopped off for theft. Doesn't seem to be stopped. What may stop them from stealing with that hand, but it seems like they still have people over there. But here's what it would do. it would put a fear of God in them, or fear of law, if nothing else, that if you get
That's
caught.
Right.
So maybe it's those ones that are wavering, that they're wavering that, okay, you know what, maybe I should get a job. And
that law should go for everybody.
Everybody.
Not just you or me.
No,
everybody.
No, it's got to be everybody. Okay, Bob, thanks a lot. No, he's right.
It's have a great day, Carl.
You too, buddy. It's got to be for everybody.
It has to.
And not just... Anyway.
Have you been to Old Shasta State Park, Carl?
Wait a minute. By the way, they found the guy, Frank Joseph Delahunty, 24, arrested yesterday near Cedars Road. He is on probation. I mean, were you surprised about that?
No.
Are you surprised about that?
That was sucker bet.
You know what? I would have given 1,001 odds on that one, that this guy's on probation, or he's all this stuff. Okay, you're getting ready to say the old courthouse in
the old courthouse in Old Shasta, run by the state, is fully restored as the county seat was in the 1890s.
Yeah.
Right outside the courtroom, there's the gallows.
Well, let's use it.
Well, you know what? I'm starting to sound medieval here. But you know what? I don't care, because frankly, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of a woman taking her kid back from ballerina practice and some thug. Thug trying stealing her purse in right downtown next to the Cascade Theater. And then what happens? Three ladies go out after this guy, which frankly, you know what, Mr. Stout, you're lucky you got out alive, frankly, with those, and I don't know who the three are, except one of them's on my Facebook, so obviously I have a nebulous contact with her at least. And then the other things he did. But I had a discussion with a business yesterday. I'm not going to mention the business because but I can tell you this. They have, they're concerned about people coming into their business with a concealed carry. By the end of the discussion, and again, I'm not saying who it is, Tom Basinko, I brought Tom Basinko with me. By the end of the discussion, the members of the business are all going to come down and take a class from me on not necessarily to get a CCW, but to learn how to use a firearm, because that was kind of what it was. One of the people there, his husband, had a CCW and was saying, I have no problem with this at all, because I know what it takes to get a CCW. I know you have to go through the background and the training. And the rest of it was just kind of like they didn't understand it. But at the end of this, it's one of those things that they're going to people with CCWs will be admitted. But the thing about it was they were willing to listen and talk about it, because I said, frankly, not letting people in could have what you've done is you've disarmed people.
Yeah.
And they did not like that at all, especially the idea of women and older people and, people walking around that could be attacked. Anyway, but I I'm not going to name the business, but I can't say how the accolades I give them for wanting to talk about it and listen and not doing a knee-jerk reaction.
We've commented many times as we go through this community, because this stuff is out there, and there is that possibility that even in Shasta County, one of those attacks can happen. Yeah. But as I look around when I'm at these gatherings, I'm always really comforted, because I can look around and spot maybe 10 or 12 people that I know are qualified and are packing, and that makes me feel a whole lot better about being in those situations. When you start removing that opportunity for those of us who know what we're doing with a gun to have one and be out there, we're just putting ourselves in harm's way.
By having a consequence, you keep basically the same as a padlock. The honest ones, honest.
That's
the really
right.
bad ones you're not going to do anything about, but the honest ones stay honest.
Oh, no, he has rights. He must be protected. Tired of this waste of lives, and the jerks are still running around making life miserable for so many. And this is from a very nice lady. Very nice lady. Okay, let me go back to this one thing the kids were saying. And I really didn't get my point out, because we got into other things. These kids have a right to be safe in school.
Yes, they do.
They should not have to worry about being something happening to them in school. And, from an outside force walking in there. And I said, how do you feel about armed, security guards, the campus security? They're fine with that. You don't want to turn their campus. And this is where we get into the talking points. Oh, I don't want to turn our campus into a prison. You don't have to do that, son. There are ways of doing it so it's so transparent that you all will never notice it, but yet you're controlling your campus. And they like that idea. And, you know, and they said, no, I don't want to take your gun away, Carl. You know, after I talked to him about it, I said, well, you know, I've got this, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, no, we don't want, But see, they get, when they look at people that they know that have, but they don't, and as Bob knows, they don't really recognize what kind of guns they're talking about. But their enthusiasm, their verve, but the thing about it is they should be safe in school. I don't care what it takes. You know what? If we have to put two school resource officers there, or three, or four, or five, I don't care. These kids need to feel safe that they're not thinking, okay, I'm in a new classroom. How do I get out of here if somebody comes in?
But putting a sign on the front of that school that says this is a gun-free zone is counterproductive to making that school safe. All it does is say, you can rest assured that if you come in here with a gun or with any kind of a weapon and attack this school, there is no one on these premises that's going to stop you because it's a gun-free zone. That's the message you're sending. And you can argue that all day long, but it just simply is the message.
Yeah.
I'd rather put a sign out that says, there are people on these premises that are armed. Want to guess who they are?
Well, I think you're going to have something. You could just put a sign out there that said, armed resource officers on campus. That's all you need to put. And it's kind of like you don't have to say how many or anything. But
that's right.
But what it does, it makes them think about it. We got to take a break. Hey, and speaking of arms, this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. This is the place where I go to buy my guns. I don't buy my guns, my firearms, anywhere else, but from John Bastiani or Sarah Bastiani or any of their very, very competent, employees there. They've got classes on concealed carry, hunter safety. They've got it all there at Bastiani Arms. And their customer service is just, you know, frankly, it's just outstanding. They've got it all. They've got all the accessories. They've got all the optics. They've got everything you need. And they can meet or beat the big box store prices. That's Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. Give them a call at 222-0222. And veterans, you get a discount from Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back after these breaks. Trish Clark and myself. Charles, you're first, and Kay, you're second.
That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Signorama. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
At Sniper Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, with your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, we'll subtract $100, plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer, not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see our store for complete details. Sniper Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast, friendly service, reasonably priced eyewear, and veterans discounts are our specialty at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today. We look forward to serving you.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil, Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home. And they can be part of making this a zero-energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt-hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Bond and Trish Clark.
Falling too fast to prepare for this. Tripping in the world could be dangerous. Everybody's looking for vultures.
This portion of the show brought to you by 4-Wind Shorty, 2225 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California. Phone number 222-2750, only full service jewelry store in town. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. That's full 4-Wind Jewelry. That's where.
It is.
That's where.
Just
that's
like
where
a, Trish my favorite is. Candy store.
I know. You know, Trish just goes in there. And with me, it's well, I'm turkey hunting. I never know what's going to be.
Waiting for you
waiting
when you get
me
back?
Waiting for me to get home. That's right.
Yeah, Carl, did I show you the picture of the turkey my grandson
had? Yeah, I know. Your grandson did a great job. That was a huge turkey. My gosh.
A nice
it took 12
turkey.
People to carry it out. You know what, though? I hate to tell you, but that
turkey's
was a, that was a bald eagle. You know, you're probably wondering how that how you
that,
look at this. Look
sour
at what a rare
for
look,
Carl,
look what a rare
a
turkey.
Turkey.
Look what a rare turkey is. It had a ball. It was had white hair. It was so old.
No,
let's
a nice
go to the
looking turkey.
Charles, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Charles.
Yeah, public school, high schools have been kind of dangerous places. For a long time, it's not because of, you know, the high-profile terror acts. You know, let's call them what they are, right?
But, yeah,
you know,
they are.
Yeah. But, I mean, gangs, you know, gangs, drugs, you know, all every kind of vice that, you know, you would normally associate with the quote-unquote inner city have been going on, especially at big city high schools, L.A., Compton, Stockton, San Francisco, Oakland, etc., you know, for decades, to the point where a lot of kids have, you know, have to be careful what color clothes they wear to what school, lest they get in trouble with the local gang.
That's a truism, and you can track that. That rise in gangs and drug use and teenage pregnancy and all of those things right down to the court decision that said we can no longer pray in our schools.
Mm-hmm.
You can track it right from the time that Angela Davis was allowed to teach in Southern California and teach communism and the court decision that said no, separation of church and state is now a part of our Constitution, which it is not. And you can look at the records and see all of those things rise in direct correlation with that time.
Mm-hmm.
No morality.
Well, I mean, if you want to go back further, I mean, you can, you know, to the guy that sowed the seed on that one, his name is Darwin.
Yeah, well, that too.
Hey, we got somebody else on the line.
Yeah, I mean, schools have been dangerous places long time, and You know, just, I mean, even if you got rid of all, you know, terrorists, even if you got rid of all the terrorists tomorrow morning, that still wouldn't make a public school a safe place. No. For the reasons I just stated.
Yeah, I mean, it's school is, but school should be a safe place.
It should
right.
be.
Right, I mean, school safety is a much more comprehensive thing than just getting, than just, you know, the kind of a slogan-based, you know, kind of thing that we've been hearing for the past several months.
There's a lot, you're okay. absolutely right, a lot of things we need to address.
Okay, we got somebody else on the line, Charles. Thanks a lot.
All right, bye.
Kay, good morning.
Good morning, Kay.
Hello?
Hey, Kay, you're on. Good morning.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering, what about contacting some of the schools to see if you could have an assembly, some of the especially the high schools, and talk about, you know, sort of like a little introduction, you know, just give them a little bit of a introduction to, you know, what they should know, because I think they're only hearing one side of the story.
Oh, you mean about guns?
Yeah, about guns and about, you know, an introduction to what the courses involve.
Well, I think that would be a good idea. I think you should have classes on the Second Amendment and why it's important. I think it should be brought up that when you give up a liberty, it's very rare that you ever get that liberty back. It's very rare that the government, once they take something, give it back.
Oh, right.
So
yeah.
I think perhaps a comprehensive class on the Second Amendment, but you know, you might be able to do that up here.
But and, I would think an assembly, like one at Enterprise, one at Shasta, one at,
yeah.
Why
is the Second Amendment important?
Yeah. Yeah, have it on the Second Amendment. That would be good.
Yeah, that's the way you do it.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Kay.
Good idea, Kay.
Yeah. Let me go over a bunch of things that are happening here before. We have a guest. Our guest at 8 o'clock is going to be a guy by the name of Colin Woodward. He wrote a book called American Nations, and he talks about how our country was built and how this thing about where everybody says nobody gets along and everybody is, you know, that, you know, everybody's picked their sides and all this, and it's all become in the last 10 years or whatever, that, you know, everybody's in their camps. He goes, no. This has been going on since the beginning of America and how we were settled, starting with the Spanish coming in here. And then
the French.
And then the English and the French, how the French did a great job up in Canada on getting along with the Native Americans up there. And how what happened in Jamestown and the problems they had, but how we're now in 11 nations and how he breaks it down, and we're going to have him on, and I think everybody's going to pretty much enjoy having him on. He's published a number of books, and I'm in the process. I've read a lot of this book, and it's just like wow, and because what he says is essentially is what I'm taking from it is. Oh, no, this has gone on a long time. And everybody, because of where they're at and the way they've been raised and where and how it was founded here is one of the reasons that we have the polarizing parts of our country, including the far left and the in the West and all that. So he's coming on. Okay. What else do we have here?
You were going to tell us about what's going on this weekend.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Thank you. We've got the Bel Canto Singers in a spring concert at Mozart's Magic Flute. And they're going to be at the All Saints Episcopal Church. And Maestro Scott Seaton, who is the guy that heads up the North State Symphony. They're going to have musicians there. It's going to be just a great time. Tickets for ticket information, you give a call to 472-3294. Okay? Students are only $10. If for the $50 you get hors d'oeuvres and wine after the program. Of course, Healing Waters, their fourth annual mixer and fundraiser to support our local disabled veterans. It's going to be at the Veterans Hall at 6 p.m. on the 14th of April, Saturday, next Saturday, week from Saturday. And where the money goes to is to support the nonprofit Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing, which I'm a member of. And this is cool. This is disabled veterans, and it gives an opportunity for you to meet other veterans, fish, which is a very soothing, I guess, for some people, soothing. For me, I'm out there flailing away. But it's a way to meet people, get out in the woods, get out in the water, and just have a wonderful time out there. And it's a casual evening of appetizers, games for great prizes, silent auction, and opportunities. No host cash bar will also be available, of course. And this is the Healing Waters Fly Fishing, Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing. It's a national organization. Fourth annual mixer, Saturday, April 14th at Veterans Hall. If you have any questions, give Marlene a call at 351-1149 or just show up and join me down there. Okay, when we come back, Colin Woodward and with his book, American Nations, and there's 11 different parts of our nation. We'll be right back.
Community Talk Radio from the North State is AM 1460 KCNR Shasta Redding, where the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
I'm Rich Thomason. There is no decision just yet from the Trump administration on how many National Guard troops will be deployed to the U.S.-Mexico border.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen says the number of troops hasn't been determined, but she says we're going to be sending as many troops as we need. President Trump has signed a memorandum directing National Guard troops to the border, but it will ultimately be up to the four border state governors to finalize the numbers and precise timing. Greg Clugston, the White House.
An EPA lawyer now says he didn't have all the facts when he ruled that EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt did not violate ethics laws by renting a Washington condo at bargain prices.
The lawyer says his ruling that Pruitt's $50 a night rent was fair market value was based on his belief that Pruitt only occupied one room in the condo. Media reports now say Pruitt's daughter occupied a second room during an internship at the White House, so the $1,000 a month rent is about one-third of what nearby two-bedroom apartments go for. Pruitt rented the condo from the wife of a high-profile lobbyist.
That's correspondent Wally Hines. The poisoned daughter of Russian ex-spy Sergei Skirfel says in a statement released by police that her strength is growing daily and that she's grateful for the interest shown in her case. Julia Skirfel and her father were poisoned in England, and Britain blames Russia for the poisoning using a military-grade nerve agent. The U.S. trade deficit rose for the sixth straight month in February, reaching the highest level since October of 2008. The difference between what America sells and what it buys in foreign markets widened to $57.6 billion in February. On Wall Street right now, the Dow up about 210 points, the NASDAQ 37 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
From the creators of The Case for Christ.
All these years, this church has been here. Now it's the crime scene.
The church has brought nothing but controversy to the school for years.
When we are divided, we must remember what we stand for.
We cannot respond to hate with more hate. God's
not dead. In the darkness, we are called to be the light.
Without grace is our goal. We're just fighting.
God's Not Dead, A Light in Darkness, starring David A.R. White and John Corbett. Now playing. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Go to godsnotdead.com.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
North and South Korea have started laying the groundwork for a summit later in the month between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in.
This comes amid a global diplomatic push to resolve tensions over the North's nuclear program. The meeting of working-level officials at a border village was to discuss security, protocol, and media coverage issues for the April 27th summit. Both Koreas have agreed on the date of the summit. South Korean officials say this upcoming meeting will focus on disarming North Korea of nuclear weapons.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Health officials in the Gaza Strip say a Palestinian man was killed in an Israeli airstrike near the Gaza-Israel border. The Israeli military says its aircraft targeted an armored terrorist adjacent to the security fence in the northern part of the coastal territory. News and analysis at townhall.com. Delta Airlines reports a cyber breach involving one of its vendors. It could affect travelers who use Delta's online chat service.
Delta says only a small subset of its travel customers would have been affected by this cyber attack, which netted the thieves payment information from customers who booked travel between late September and mid-October using Delta's chat services. It's the chat service provider who was hacked. That company, 247.ai, says some of its other client companies also had online payment information stolen during that time. Delta says it brought in experts who confirmed that the unauthorized access was blocked by mid-October. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Australian authorities investigating whether Facebook breached the country's privacy laws when personal information of more than 300,000 Australian users was obtained by political consulting firm Cambridge Analytica. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to the studios of Free Fire Radio here in KCNR 1460 in the epicenter of change in downtown Reading with Carl Bott and Trish Clark today because it's Thursday and Trish is always with me on Thursdays.
Good morning there. Good morning.
Hey, our phone lines are 530-605-4567 and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com throughout the world.
55 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 63, a low of 55, and rain. Likely on Friday, again rain, high of 61, a low of 54 on Friday night. On Saturday, showers, high of 65 and a low of 46, and a slight chance of showers on Sunday, high of 71, low of 45. Looks like we're going to get some much-needed rain. Unfortunately, it looks like it's going to be a warm storm, and that could impact our snowpack up in the mountains, which has kind of come back and doesn't look like we'll get much snow out of this, but we're going to get some moisture, and that's we can take all the rain we'll take all we can get.
Yeah, and Lake Shasta is only 23 feet from the top, which is at this time of the year really good, and with all this rain coming in, I imagine we'll pick up a few more feet.
Yeah. I think that's good. You know, and it's nice that I this time of year, anytime I can keep it just at this nice weather and not bumping up into the hundreds right after, you know, we don't need that for a while yet, so we're enjoying the spring. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Nice people down in Anderson.
It's the great people down in Anderson. Hey, I periodically things come across my my email that really piqued my interest. And this one was one of a couple weeks ago. And it's a book called American Nations. And it's a history of the 11 rival regional cultures of North America. And so this you're saying, well, okay, Carl. You bring on authors. Why is this important? Well, you know, we talk about how the polarization of America has started. It's all just been in the last 10 years. Well, no, if this book lays out such a great history of the settlement of our whole, you know, I guess you could say North America. So it was just, you know, it was a no-brainer to give this gentleman a call and say, hey, can I get you on the show? And his name is Colin Woodard, and he is a writer, historian, and an award-winning journalist who has reported from more than 50 foreign countries, 6 continents, correspondence for Christian Science Monitor, Chronicle for Higher Education. His work has appeared, real frankly, everywhere. And he is the author of The Lobster Coast, The Republic of Pirates, and Ocean's End. And as of a couple years ago, lived in Maine. Do you still live there, Colin?
I am, and I'm speaking to you from here.
So, Maine, you know, I'm going to be visiting your area here in the fall. One place I've never been.
I was in Maine twice.
An excellent time to visit, for sure.
Yeah, I was in Maine twice over the last few years, and when I'm in Maine, I just simply cannot get enough lobster.
We used to have lobsters on our license plates. It was so iconic. Yeah.
But it just tastes so different than what we get on the West Coast. I can't eat lobster when I get back to the West Coast for about 6 months.
Colin,
it does make us picky seafood eaters when we travel anywhere else.
I believe it must.
Colin, of course, you're a world-famous author and correspondent and foreign correspondent and all this. This book, though, you wrote is a very, very good book, even though it was written a couple years ago. And could you tell us a little bit about why you wrote the book?
Right. Well, the book argues that and points out that we weren't settled as one country, but as several different settlement projects by people who didn't think they were going to end up in the same country, and that has had implications on our entire history and even the way the Constitution was written, the way the American Revolution played out, and our current electoral maps. And a lot of people ask, yeah, how did you come to study and realize this, to be talking about these cultural fissures and the actual regions, and that they don't line up or match state lines, and they flow even over the international boundaries of Canada and Mexico? You know, how did you come up with this? And the answer is that, my training in college, I was actually in Balkan and East European history major, and I was in Eastern Europe as an exchange student when communism collapsed, and stayed on later as a foreign correspondent and covered the transition. But I knew the history and was traveling around watching these, what became these horrible ethnic conflicts, like in Bosnia and the former Yugoslavia, and on a lower level in places like Romania and Slovakia, where history was thawing out. You know, the communist empire was ending, and these countries that had all been occupied by the Soviet Union after the Second World War, who had been enemies with one another at all different times in their history, but were under Soviet occupation, were all to be fraternal allies, right? Suddenly, all of that history was unthawing and causing all kinds of friction, because if you know the history there, and for better or worse, your average person on the street in Hungary and Romania and Bulgaria and the former Yugoslavia knows their history. If you know the history, the lines on the map, the borders between these countries, don't match all of the meaningful historical fissures. And so these countries had claims on one another, and there are strong divides within countries. You could tell when you were leaving what had been the Austro-Hungarian Empire, the Habsburg Empire, and entering what had been the Ottoman, Turkish Empire in somewhere like Romania, you could see it in the architecture of the buildings, in the way people acted with one another. I mean, it was sort of an invisible boundary on the map, but an entirely visible one in reality. And that got me thinking, that these things were affecting, that were from history centuries ago, were affecting and driving people to kill one another in that part of the world right then and there, and causing all kinds of tensions and difficulties. And then I came back to the United States in the late 90s and started living in far-flung different parts of the country, and started coming to the realization that the divides, the cultural differences, were at least as large in the United States, often, bisecting states. You could be traveling in a state and see that moment when you shifted between, say, the part of Maryland that has a tradition like the Tidewater of Virginia of being a slave planting society growing tobacco, and you shifted over that line where you entered the part that was settled largely by Germans and other migrants coming down from Philadelphia and from the William Penn's Quaker colonies. Two very different things that has left a mark on Maryland and Maryland politics that is recognizable. You see it in Texas and in California and in Ohio and all sorts of places. So it was that realization that these divides exist in our own country. The difference is we don't know our history here.
There you go.
And the divides. And that means that it's very hard to come to solutions and get around our fissures and arguments when we don't even know what and why we're arguing about it. So
the
project was an attempt to give us that history.
Well, you know what? I think you've done a great job. And let me tell you why. Because, you start out with, the different regions. There's, of course, there's, El Norte, and then you have founding New France, founding Tidewater. And just the difference between the way the French came into settlements and how they treated the Native Americans was just dramatically different than the Tidewater, and trying to get along with them and trying to make, you know, be part of them, or, you know, and bring them into their society. And then you have founding a Yankeedom, founding New Netherland, the founding the Midlands, founding the Deep South, and then later on it was founding the Left Coast, and then founding the Far West. I mean, so it got 11 different rival regional cultures. And one of the things, the map that you show, and people think of Appalachia. They think of Appalachia being up in the mountains of West Virginia and maybe Kentucky and that. You've got greater Appalachia going all the way almost into Mexico.
Right. All the way to the whole country of Texas and Oklahoma.
Yeah, all of that. I mean, you've got it included in there, and it's just, it's amazing. And, of course, El Norte is Mexico pushing up into the United States. So this book is, if you have not had a chance to pick up this book, I think this is one of the ones that I would recommend, that if you get a chance, you do that. But we got to take a break right now. We're with Colin Woodard, who is has reported from Europe, as he's just been talking about. He's been in 50 different countries reporting. But he's also written this book based on the fact that Americans don't know their history. And why, when we talk about polarization, we think of it as a black-white thing or a brown-white thing or a white-white thing. But indeed, this is the way this is the way our country was founded, and we have these deep-seated ancestral types of, I don't know if you call them prejudices or the way we were raised, and it really has more to do with our history as opposed to just ethnic groups, is my take on this. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break and be right back. This is this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day. Sharon Clark will have the right person there for you, whether it's after surgery or if this is long-term care for a loved one. Go to her website, readinghomehelpers.com, or give her a call at 226-8350. And if you're looking for help for your loved one, Home Helpers is the way to go. We'll be right back with Colin Woodard, author of American Nations, A History of the 11 Rival Regional Cultures of North America.
Searchlights we can see in the dark. We are rockets.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Signorama. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I receive more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This Security Moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. I'm with here with Trish Clark. It's 55 degrees, going up to 63 today, and it's going to be rainy. I'm with Colin Woodard, who is a writer, historian, and an award-winning journalist. And he's, you know, and thank you so much for joining us today, Colin.
Oh, my pleasure.
Okay, tell us more about your book. I don't know if I, if you know what, that's my take on things. But, you know, then again, I'm obtuse at times. So was I even getting close?
Yeah, I mean, the essence of it, the essential idea, and if people, you know, Google American Nations map and look at the map you're seeing is linked to early settlement patterns. So the cultures, the real regional divisions in our country, and each of those regions has its own values and separate assumptions about what America should be, about what a perfect society should be, about the relationship between public institutions and the private sector. Different religious traditions, and they date back and are consistent through time back to the differences between the early colonial projects on the eastern and southern rims of what's now the United States. And each of those, you know, the New England colonies, the Quaker colonies around Delaware Bay, the Tidewater ones around the Chesapeake, the Charleston-based deep southern ones, the Appalachian Mountains and their extensions, the Spanish settled parts of the Southwest that Spain actually successfully settled. All of these cultures and more, each were settled as separate projects, not expecting to end up in the same country. The Dutch settled area around New York City and only around New York City that created a very different metropolitan area than any other city on the continent from the very beginning. And the assumptions and stuff between them have lasted with us. And because each of these colonial clusters, they each, through the 1600s, the 1700s, and the first decades of the 19th century, they each settled, as they moved generally westward, mutually exclusive settlement bands. They avoided one another. They settled their own zones and left their institutions and cultural values and assumptions behind. And then, you know, the rest of us came, you know, immigrants of all sorts. But what we encountered were those cultural assumptions, that's what we ended up assimilating into or reacting to, were these cultural ideas left behind. And those fissures remain with us today. And the map you're looking at is following those settlement divides.
Okay. Colin, to what extent has the fact that we are a migrating country, i.e., you talk to people in Redding, California, and ask them where they're from, 90% of them are going to be from someplace else, some other state. They're going to be born and raised in Idaho. They're going to be born and raised in Alabama. It's a kind of a melting pot. So to what extent has that had on those cultural divisions? Based on now that I didn't come from California originally.
Absolutely. And the implication of that should be that since we're a pretty mobile society now, and people move around a lot, and in fact, add on to that the fact that we have mass media and mass retailing and the same chains and cable television stations and all that, it should be causing the differences to disappear between. We should be becoming more homogenous.
But we're not. We're becoming more antagonistic within our communities.
By any measure you look at, the differences between these regions are growing, and they're corresponding to their, you know, to the characteristics that I described. How could that be? Now, quickly, part of the answer to that is social scientists have been looking at this problem, because you'd think that, say, if a whole bunch of people from northeastern states that are blue are moving to the south because the weather's better there to retire or whatever, that the southern states should be coming, you know, less red, except they're not. They're becoming more red. The answer is, as social scientists have looked at who's moving, the people who move, statistically speaking, tend to resemble more the place they're going to than the place they left behind.
Oh, gosh, I hope that's not true.
In any county and any place and community in the country, you have the full range of political opinion, right, from far left to far right. But the general ethos, it's like, do you feel like the people around you in your hometown, you get it, that you see eye to eye to them, or have you always been frustrated that, why can't they see it this way? Why are there all these unchallenged assumptions about the way the world should be here? If I could only go somewhere else, if I ever had the chance, if my job was going to move me, I would go somewhere where people thought X, Y, Z. And, you know, to the degree that people can, they make those choices. They're self-selecting as they move around. To the degree they can, they're often self-selecting to live among like-minded people. So the mobility, paradoxically, is having people self-sort into more like-minded communities. In other words, it's kind of cleaning up the map ideologically, where people increasingly are shifting, you know, the minority points of view in one regional culture are tending to shift and live somewhere else where their views are more widely shared.
That's easy. You know, that's easy to understand because, you know, they've done studies, is that people have a tendency to listen to those things, those stations, those TV shows, those points of view that they agree with. And so I can see this where there, if you're in New York and you're surrounded by a bunch of people that are say a very progressive group, but you feel uncomfortable with this, you can't really talk about things that you believe in, and it's time for you to retire or you get a chance to have a job in a place that, wow, you know, Texas, that sounds pretty good. You know, so you end up in Abilene, Texas, and you're happy there because, gosh, everybody around here, you know, we all talk in the same language here.
But I will play devil's advocate and say to you, since I've lived in Shasta County, when I came to Shasta County, it was very, very conservative. Over the last 20 years, 25 years, the people moving in from the Bay Area and from Southern California have brought with them their very liberal points of view, and we are having all kinds of things like actually got rid of the holdup in downtown Reading because we had a bunch of people object to the blanks being fired during rodeo week.
But they stopped it for one year. But they brought it back.
Left posters moving to a community that's in the far west. Yeah, I mean, what the far west is interesting because the far west, which you're part of, the mountain west on your side of the mountains away from the coast, and the high plains in general, that the part
absolutely
of Spain,
yeah,
are they're the one part in the map where these ethnographic things I described, this colonial enterprise, is not the case. So it makes your area a little bit different because the environment was so hostile in the second half of the 19th century when Euro-American colonization kicked in that it ended up having to follow, like, you know, railroads and irrigation systems often came first and then the people came later. So it was settled not through ethnography, but the environment, unlike the rest of the continent, dictated things. And it resulted in a different society where a lot of the keys to the far western experience have been that because outsiders, either the federal government or, you know, the Hearst Corporation and the railroads and the, you know, Anaconda Copper or whatever it is, dictated life and was trying to make that region a resource colony for the other nations.
One more weird thing about California.
There's a lot of resentment and push and pull, right?
One more weird thing about California.
Hey, Colin, let me ask. We're kind of running, you know, tight on time here. But is there a way? You've laid out a great book. And before you leave, we're going to tell people how to get a hold of you and all your books and everything else. Because I'm going to go over and look at the other things you've written now. Is this going to change ever?
Look at things historically and in historical time frames, and despite these fissures, we have been able to build what was the most, you know, powerful and one of the most successful countries in the world. So, you know, we've been able to pull it off in the past. There have been times where the conflicts became so irreconcilable that we fought a civil war, right? hundreds of thousands died, you know,
yes.
Terrible cataclysm. You know, yes, it's possible to get around it, but in this day and age where the world has shrunk and there's no longer the space where these regional cultures can exist and kind of not notice each other being there, it's more and more important as we're reaching that level of both maturity and being settled out and being in contact with each other that we need to reconcile things. There has to be the American experiment and the creation of the United States as a federation was a compromise between regional cultures that did not see eye to eye and ended up together because of British imperial policy and a collective, you know, American revolution to stop the British from taking over the regional cultures' various ways of governing themselves. And what that means is there was a central compromise. The whole American United States experiment is a compromise. And we're losing the art of compromise. And as we do that, the possibility of holding the Federation together will disappear. So I don't think we want that to happen. And therefore, regaining the art of understanding that at the federal level, we need to make compromise and understand each other's positions is becoming essential. And we're sort of seeing today what happens, or in recent decades, what happens when you're not able to do that. So that's my broad lesson. Yes, it can be done, but not on the path we've been on.
Or the path we're going now. Wow, you know what? This is so. I've got to ask this one then. Is there, there's movements like we have up here in the state of Jefferson, but these movements are a lot of different places. They may not be called Jefferson, where it's rural versus urban.
Sometimes, not always. I mean, the state of Jefferson is, but you know, it's like a Cascadia idea. You know, you have urban and rural, but a lot of these divides. I mean, yeah, there's a. You know, I grew up in rural America in little tiny towns, and even where I live now is not very big. But there is a divide between rural and urban life, but the divides between these regional cultures are even stronger. I mean, a small town in New England, if you picked a place with exactly the same, you know, racial and socioeconomic, demographic and economic figures in Kentucky, and you took those two towns, there would not be a lot that they would see eye to eye on how to run your municipality or the relationship between church and state and all that. Those divides are very large, even as the rural and urban communities have their own differences, because worldwide cities and the countryside have different interests. But these regional things are an overlay that's even more powerful, where if you compared rural areas in one to rural in another, or cities in one to cities in another, you'll see stark differences between them.
Okay. Hey, we're here with Colin Woodard, who is an author, journalist, but he's written this book, and it's 7 years. He wrote it 7 years ago, but it is just as, new.
Relevant.
You could have written it yesterday. And it's called American Nations, A History of the 11 Rival Regional Cultures of North America. And it's just been a real pleasure listening to you and talking to you, Colin. Now, how do people get this book and your other books?
Hopefully it's at bookstores everywhere and online sellers. The publisher is Viking Penguin, and if you search my name, Colin Woodard, you'll probably come up with a list of the books, but American Nations is usually stocked just about everywhere, so hopefully you can find that and its sequel, American Character, out there in the
and you have a sequel
to buy books.
American Character. Okay.
That's a sequel talking about a bit about how you might reconcile these things and the conflicts between these regions based on our past historical experience.
Okay, so that means we're going to have you back on.
To talk
about the sequel. Certainly piqued my interest. I'm going to pick that
up
on my way home.
She's taking it, and you know, there's a lot of people I know that they could do a lot worse in their spare time than read this book. This is a fantastic book by Colin Woodard. It's called American Nations, A History of the 11 Rival Regional Cultures in North America and How It Still Impacts on Us Today. Thank you so much for being with us, Colin. And trust me, I'll be in touch with you as soon as I run out and find American Character.
Thanks kindly. Have a good day.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Talk about having CCW classes, advanced training, tactical rifle self-defense training, unarmed self-defense training. Also, all this under Northern Firearms Instruction. Check it out at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about our newest show that's debuting this weekend on sports with Connor Sutton. We'll be right back.
Use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag and drop it, zip, unzip it, lock it, save it, lock it, save it.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
At Cypress Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, with your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, we'll subtract $100, plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer, not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see our store for complete details. Cypress Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast, friendly service, reasonably priced eyewear, and veterans discounts are our specialty at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today. We look forward to serving you.
You obviously really love washing your car. Your wheels always look like you just got your car detailed.
Oh, I hate washing my car. That's why I'm in the Car Wash Club at Premier Oil Change. I can run my car through their state-of-the-art new car wash all month long for a fixed price.
Now, that's out of my budget.
You'll be pleasantly surprised. Very affordable. It starts at $22 a month, and it is fast. I get my car washed in under 5 minutes. They have free vacuums right next to the freeway. Easy in, easy out. I also like the oil change service. Having an infant and not having to get out of my car is a huge plus.
What a great service. Glad I asked. I'll check it out tomorrow.
Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home with a friendly oil change and unlimited car wash.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipe sweet cream pancakes, hickory-smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, April the 5th, 2018. Good morning, everybody. 55 degrees going up to 63 today. Rain should be rolling in here. Heavy rain. Heavy rain over the next few days. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, California, and gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business. Give them a call, 365-3793. Let's go to the phones. Howard, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. I didn't get on in time when you were dealing with this school situation.
Yes.
But I am a retired teacher,
uh-huh.
and I have a solution that I know works. I taught at a high school in the Central Coast. We had a 2,500 student body, 2,500 kids, several blocks right in the city, no fences around it. And when I first took that job, first couple years, there were a lot of gang fights of various kinds, and the administration told the teachers, of which there were quite a few of us, not to get involved with them, just stand there with paper and pencil and take any notes that you can and identify people. Well, that got to be disconcerting because they were right out, fights were right outside my door. But anyway, we had a counselor at the school who had a high school, his son, who was in line at a movie theater thing, and he got shot in the stomach in a drive-by just shooting randomly in the crowd. So the district finally, with the pressure from the teachers, hired a full-time police officer named Leonard. He was about 6'3" and weighed 200 pounds, and he actually carried a gun. And within approximately 3 months of Leonard being on the campus, the entire atmosphere of that campus changed. We didn't have 18, 20-year-olds that were no longer in high school parked across the street from the school walking on or inciting these fights and different things like that. So
you had your school resource officers there.
And this was back in 1975.
Oh, yeah. I was in schools in the 60s that had armed guards in them back in St. Louis, Missouri. And ways of actually literally putting a steel mesh door across door going across so that you could isolate different wings of a school. So, no, this has been going on around a long time.
Oh, yes, it has, and it works darn well.
And here's what, and I agree with you so much, Howard, because these kids do need to feel safe, and if that means us putting some armed resource officer on these campuses, or two of them, or three of them, let's just do it. Let's just bite the bullet. Let's take some money that we're wastefully spending someplace else, and let's make our kids safe.
I agree, and the thing with Leonard was they gave him carte blanche to go anywhere he wanted, and I remember him beating on a restroom door and saying, I'm coming in 5 seconds, and whether it was a
male or female,
female, it didn't matter. He went in there because they might be in there, smoking dope or whatever.
Whatever.
So,
hey, okay. Yep. Hey, Howard, thanks a lot, buddy.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Good solution.
Right. Okay, now, speaking of things, men, are you listening up? I'm going to save your life. I'm going to save men's lives. I may not save your life because you may ignore me. But what I am going to do is I'm going to make your life easier. Because I'm going to tell you there's 5 deadly terms used by a woman. So, and I want you to listen here. Okay, I'm going to give you a second. Okay, get the pen, get the pencil, put it on your Android, put it on your phone, you can do all this. Okay, here's the terms. Fine. This is a word women use to end an argument when she knows she is right and you need to shut up. Nothing means something, and you need to be worried if she says nothing. How are you? Nothing. Oh. Go ahead. This is a dare. She said, go ahead. She's daring you to do something, and it's not permission to do it. Do not do this. Whatever she says, go ahead. Do not do that. Okay, here's my favorite. Whatever. It's a woman's way of saying screw you. Whatever. Screw you. How about this one? This is the 5th one. That's okay. She is thinking long and hard on how and when you will pay for this, what you just did. Here's the bonus word. Here it comes. Wow. That's not a compliment. She's amazed that one person could be so stupid. Gents, 5 deadly terms and a bonus word, so that makes 6 used by women. And who handed this to me? A woman. So I just take that. Thank you very much, Trish. It may just made my life easier.
Be aware.
Be aware. Okay. Hey, we're here with Connor Sutton. Good morning, Connor.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay. Connor Sutton is launching his new sports show this Saturday at 8:00 in the morning, and it is called
Sports Talk with Connor Sutton.
How original is that?
Yeah, it's not very original. But
it gets to the point.
You don't have to ask what it's about.
That's right. So. It's not scuba diving with Connor Sutton. No, because you think scuba diving, but he's talking sports.
Yeah, we can't talk underwater either. So, I mean, yeah, there you go.
Okay, now, why?
I think locally in Reading, there's a lot of unbelievable talent, and I don't think it's talked about enough. So I want to get to know some of these local coaches, local players, local athletes, because there's so many. There's high school sports. There's college sports.
Throughout Shasta County.
Yeah, throughout Shasta County. And there's so much that can be talked about. And, you know, we'll talk about some stuff regionally and nationally as well. But I want to really focus on local sports. And not only that is things that interest me. I mentioned this to you, Carl, last week when we talked about this was sports psychology and athletic training. I have a guest coming on Saturday who's an athletic trainer who I have some questions for him regarding concussions and things of that nature. So a bunch of different stuff, but more than anything, it's going to be about local sports.
Well, I tell you what, concussions, especially since my granddaughter just suffered one a few weeks ago now, playing soccer. And she got hit in the head with a ball. She got kicked. And she's 15, and she's been playing soccer since she was 7 or 6 or 5, probably 5. She's never had a concussion yet. After I heard this, I looked up statistics, and soccer is one of the main, if even more than football,
especially women's soccer,
and for
we're not wearing anything.
Well, it's not that; it's just that the necks are not, especially in younger. Their necks, your head's heavy, and their necks are not built up to withstand these when they're heading a ball or you get hit like this. So.
And a lot of players aren't taught how to head correctly when the ball's hitting you instead of you're meeting the ball.
Right.
And that's one of the main factors. But I mean, it's interesting because I think a lot of people don't know that, is that women's soccer does cause, and even men's soccer as well, cause a lot of concussions. So, obviously football, because there's a lot of hits, but, I mean, there's other ways you can get hurt. We've seen, in my career, I've seen people get concussions in all sports because, you know, contact sports, it's possible to happen. I'm just curious of the dangers of it and how to avoid them more and if we can do more in sports.
And things to identify, too, with a person that's an expert, because when you get a concussion, I've been hit so hard before that everything turned yellow. I'm not kidding you. It was like the color yellow in front of me. And it was like that for like 10 minutes. Probably shouldn't have been playing, but it was like somebody had put like a yellow filter over my eyes. And when I was playing, I got hit. I really, you know, talk about getting hit. Anyway, hey, we have to take a break here. We're here with Connor Sutton, and it's Sports Talk with Connor Sutton. The show that's debuting this Saturday at 8 a.m. And this portion of the show is brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968, the largest privately owned security company north of Sacramento, well over 100 officers, over 200 clients. They are responsible for Reading events, Cool April Nights, Gold 45s. How about taking care of the power plants, local high schools? They're on the campuses, and they are on the River Trail. They are patrolling the River Trail, assisting with the police. There's more officers on the road from North State Security than there are police. So they are ready to help at any time. Give them a call at 243-0295, and they're starting their 50th year this year. North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home. And they could be part of making this a zero-energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt-hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct.
As the new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with a full credit report, an in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
Eddie and the Cruisers. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. In the studios of KCNR 1460. 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. Just go in there, even if you don't get your hair cut. The testosterone level is so high, your hair will grow another...
Trust me, he's
another,
true.
another, like, a half an inch. And so you just sit there for a little while, read one of the gun magazines, and you will need a haircut. Linda doesn't walk in because she said, my ears start feeling fuzzy.
Well, exactly. She says, walk my ears start feeling fuzzy. I think crazy it's getting, from a woman's point of view.
Yeah, and she goes, ooh. She says, you know what? She says, now I've got to go down and get the hair taken off my chest, you know, because if you stay in there too long. For girls.
Just walking by the front. I mean, if you...
Walking by the front.
You get a... Real tingle.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. Hey, whoa, look. It must be cold outside. Okay. Connor Sutton is with us, who is.
What am I doing here?
Connor Sutton, who he just said is too late. He signed a contract.
Yeah, I'm already in. I'm already in.
Connor's in full way with us. Connor's been the guy, of course, that's done our football, done our basketball with Simpson, and is going to be doing our baseball with Colt 45s this year. And now he's got a new sports show, a sports talk with Connor Sutton. It's going to debut this Saturday at 8 o'clock in the morning. And his first guest is going to be a doctor that's going to be talking about concussions, which is a huge thing. Careers are ended. In the NFL, I think if you get X number of concussions, I don't think they let you play again.
I know there's a couple athletes at Simpson where I work is if you had three, if they're severe, we've had a couple players had to shut down their careers because of concussions. No. So it's something to take seriously, and I've actually seen what concussions can do to people where they get hit so hard they can't walk straight or the light really affects their eyes. This is aftermath, obviously.
Sure.
But, yeah, it's not something to be messed with.
We're talking about traumatic brain injury.
Yeah.
Is what we're talking about. TBI, which is a term coined during the war because we used to, when we were fighting before, your main opponent was, you know, you might have artillery coming in or, you know, you have small arms fire and all that kind of stuff, all right? But in Iraq and Afghanistan, especially in Iraq, we had all of these improvised explosive devices. So the whole nature of how we fought and how we protected ourselves changed. But now we had new terms when you had something called traumatic brain injury because when an explosion would go off and it would hit your Humvee and knock you over or something or you'd be knocked down, it would also, you know, it's the same thing as a concussion. And they always ask the question, were you unconscious, even for a second? Because that means your brain's been rattled up inside your head. And it can have long-term consequences.
And trying to convince young student athletes that their long-term, while they're in the heat of the game, if they get hit in the head, they want to get back into the game, and trying to convince them and let them realize, hey, you've got to think about yourself 30, 40 years from now.
Yeah.
It's such a tough thing. And that's one of the things that our athletic trainers had to deal with. So I'll ask him about that kind of stuff too, because to me, that's interesting. I've seen him have to tell a coach, hey, this guy can't go back in the heat of the moment. One of the better players who's playing well, which is such a tough situation. But he's looking out for him. It's hard to seem like he is, but he totally is. He's looking out for the future instead of what's going to happen in this game. And you get, at the end of the day, you got to realize, yes, sports are fun and they're incredible and you can compete, but there's many things in life more important than sports. And we saw, I was at a Kings game a couple nights. I told you about this. I think when Patrick McCaw on the Warriors took a funky fall and came down on his tailbone, and it was just like 20 feet from me, and you could hear him saying out loud, "I can't feel my legs. I can't feel my legs." Both teams, the game stopped for like 5 to 7 minutes. Both teams came off the bench, were with each other. They prayed for him as he was left on a cart. I mean, those kind of moments.
You mean he couldn't move his legs?
He couldn't move his legs. He's good now. He was released from the hospital.
He was just stunned a hip.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened.
But that could have been.
Season ending, he could have been paralyzed.
Paralyzed.
Yeah. And this is in basketball, and you think about this, but you think about these games kids play, and they're starting when they're 5 years old. Now they're saying is that, we shouldn't be able to play tackle football until you're at least 12 or even high school. But, you know, you got to take a look at where these concussions are coming from. Then if that's the case, are you going to have kids start wearing helmets playing soccer? Because that's where a lot of those concussions come from. And, you know, knee injuries, ankle injuries, and these are kids 12, 13, 14 are in high school. Because the level of competition is so, has been so elevated since it's always been there. The competitive urge to win has always been there. But I think things change over the years, and there's more people, more sports are open. Maybe people aren't prepared as well.
And I think the science of performance has improved, where now we know how to train someone to run faster or to have better lateral movement, things of that nature.
In gymnastics?
Yeah.
How many a full pike in tumbling? You know, that they do things now that nobody ever even thought of.
Yeah.
If you look at the skaters from the 1960s from the Olympics there and how they won, and the skiers, they were coming down, you know, on the downhills. Now, women skiers would have won the gold in the 1960 Olympics against the men by far. Because of equipment changes and training changes.
Yeah, it's incredible. And I think, you know, that's something else I want to talk about, too, because even in basketball, you're seeing – you know, you have these players in the NBA, and then you have players in college and players in high school. And when you go watch a high school game, you're floored at the skill level of some of these players, whether they can handle the ball or whether they can shoot nowadays. And obviously it's because of the evolution of basketball and it's changing. But because there's more players playing and there's, you know, better skill levels, if you want to play and you want to be successful, you have to work harder and get even better. So the competitiveness level, is rising, and everybody wants to be more successful.
Well, you're seeing year-round now. Kid next door to me, and I was living down in Southern California. Kid next door to me, 12 or 13 years old, was a good baseball player. His parents had him in clubs, and they traveled like to Florida for games. I mean, 12, 13 years old, because he says, you know what? His cousin, my brother's son, has got a full ride to like 6 different universities for baseball. And he says, my son is good. So they were going to give him a chance. My granddaughter plays in club soccer, so she plays a lot, besides being on the high school team that's won the state championship numerous times. So she's playing in that. They go over to, in fact, we're going to meet them over in Oceanside here in a few weeks, because their club's over there playing. At the same time, my grandson is playing in baseball tournaments in Texas. So, they've split the family. One's going baseball, one's going up soccer. So it's a year-round sport now where it didn't used to be.
Yeah, a lot of times you're not getting the break you need. In baseball, you really should be getting, especially because you need that shoulder to relax for a month or 2 months. But in basketball, it's year-round. Yeah. For soccer, it's year-round, because if you take that month off, somebody else is getting better during that month, and then you fall behind. So it's great in the competitiveness level-wise, but at the same time, you know,
is it good for kids?
Is it good for kids?
And then, boy, you guys, I'm being real quiet here, but I'm saying, We've gotten beyond the fact where this is supposed to be a pastime for our children and something to make them a well-rounded person, mm-hmm. to the point where these sports and some of these things are absolutely taking over their life. And I think we need to take a hard look at the importance of that on a full life scale.
And I think one of the problems is right now professional athletes are so idolized by, you know, student athletes and young people that they want to be like them, so they want to work as hard as them instead of, you know, being a well-rounded person and doing other things, doing well in school. Mm-hmm. You know, say you're a basketball player, you're more focused on your basketball skills than you are in the classroom. And there's what?
That impacts.
Oh, yeah.
Big impact.
Okay, Connor Sutton, he's got a sports talk with Connor Sutton. It debuts on Saturday morning at 8 o'clock. He's going to be talking concussions. He's got a doctor in with him, among other things. You know, we have a number of athletes in North State. Every time I turn around, there's been, 30 more put on all-star teams because of their abilities in this in our region here.
It's yeah. great to put a face with the voice that we've heard for a long time on KCNR.
Thank you.
Yeah. He's just, you know what? He looks young. Put it that way.
It's because I am young. So
okay. That's right.
Okay,
yeah,
it's okay
right.
for him to look that way.
You're not 40?
No.
Okay. All right. All right, Connor Sutton. And hey, thank you so much, Trish, for being with us.
Oh,
tomorrow, Congressman LaMoff will be with us, and my co-host for tomorrow will be Gary Hayward from the Redding Rancheria and the Wind River Casino and Resort will be my co-host for all day tomorrow. So everybody have a great day. Remember, it's going to be raining, and it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And Community Talk Radio for the North State is AM 1460, KCNR Shasta, Reading. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging.